It's Thursday, March 25th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada lawmakers are considering proposals to abolish the death penalty in the state. The Assembly Judiciary Committee introduced a bill Wednesday that would end Nevada's death penalty. The new bill is nearly identical to a 2019 proposal that stalled before receiving a hearing. Committee Chair Steve Yeager hopes the growth of the criminal justice reform movement and renewed interest following executions that occurred during the Trump administration will generate enough political will to pass a ban. About 80 inmates are on death row in the state, but Nevada hasn't executed anyone since 2006. Online opinions favored putting a permanent memorial to the 2017 Las Vegas Strip massacre at the outdoor concert site where 58 people were killed. The massacre is the deadliest mass shooting in modern American history. More than 6,000 responses came in during a two-week call for ideas. More than 65% listed it as extremely or very important to have the memorial at the site. MGM Resorts International owns the property across Las Vegas Boulevard from its Mandalay Bay Resort. The questionnaire was not a scientific survey, but a planning committee for the memorial plans to incorporate opinions into its location and design decisions. It's been a traumatic year. The pandemic, social justice protests in response to police brutality, and an insurrection at the nation's capital. Now our nation is dealing with two new mass shootings. The Mountain West News Bureau's Stephanie Serrano spoke with trauma experts on how to move forward.
Traumatic events can put our brain into high gear.
Feels like there's danger everywhere.
That's psychologist Dr. Bethany Brand.
It is our brain's attempt to protect us by making us on hyper alert.
So how do you help your body and mind let go of that fear? Elaine Miller-Karras is the co-founder of the nonprofit Trauma Research Institute. She says hyper-focusing on the present moment can help calm your nervous system.
There's something that we call walking grounding. As I take each step, I'm going to feel my foot on the ground and remind myself I'm in the here and now, and I'm feeling safer, but maybe not safe.
She says the key word is safer, because no one ever feels completely safe. She adds going to places that you personally feel safe can also help, whether that's a physical space like a park or a memory that brings you a sense of peace. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.
Some businesses in Nevada County began reopening Wednesday after the county moved to the red tier. According to the Union, Nevada County, where Truckee is located, moved down to the red or very high tier because it met the state case and positivity requirements for two consecutive weeks. Board of Supervisors Chairman Dan Miller warned, however, that the county could move back into the purple or severe tier once again. Sweeping service cuts could be coming to the U.S. Postal Service. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports they'd likely have an outsized impact in our region.
Shortened post office hours, increased postage prices, and longer delivery times for first-class mail. That's what embattled Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has proposed as part of a plan to keep the USPS afloat. These changes would hit rural areas the hardest, including many in the Mountain West. Private shipping companies like FedEx and UPS provide limited or no service in some small, remote towns. That includes much of our region's tribal land, where many residents rely on the post office to pay their bills, receive medication, and cast ballots. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
The Reno Fire Department has announced a new program to assist homeowners with protecting their homes from wildfire. As part of the Reno Home Wildland Fuels Reduction Program, there will be an event on Sunday to provide dumpsters for vegetation disposal at Reno Fire Station 11. The city of Reno will also deliver dumpsters to requesting neighborhoods to help dispose of harmful vegetation. They will be available every weekend from April 2nd through September 26th. The program dumpsters are only for disposal of plants that grow on the property. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, March 25th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.